Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Ituran's third quarter 2017 results conference call. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. You should have all received by now the company's press release. If you have not received it, please contact Ituran's investor relations team at GK Investor & Public Relations at 1-646-688-3559, or view it in the news section of the company's website, www.ituran.co.il. I will now hand the call over to Mr. Gavriel Frowen of GK Investor Relations. Mr. Frowen, please begin.
Thank you, operator. Good day to all of you, and welcome to Ituran's conference call to discuss the third quarter 2017 results. I would like to thank Ituran's management for hosting this conference call. With me today on the call are Mr. Eyal Sheratzky, CEO, and Mr. Udi Mizrahi, VP of Finance. Eyal will begin with a summary of the quarter's results, followed by Udi with a summary of the financials. We will then open the call for the question and answer session. I'd like to remind everyone that the safe harbor in the press release also covers the contents of this conference call. Now, Eyal, would you like to begin?
Thank you, Gavriel. I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for joining us today. We are pleased with our results of the third quarter, showing another quarter of strong subscriber growth and record revenue. We reported record third quarter revenues of $62 million, up 17% versus last year. Out of that, $44 million was from our subscription fees, which showed an increase of 18% over last year. This ongoing revenue increase is built on the back of our subscriber base, which added over 100,000 net subs since the third quarter last year. Bear in mind, this figure doesn't include the subs that our 50% owned joint venture, IRT, has been adding in Brazil. IRT has indeed been performing well according to our plans. Our share in affiliates line in the income statement was $1 million this quarter, of which the primary contributor was IRT. IRT has potential to bring us hundreds of thousands of additional sales using our services and position us as the clear market leaders in Brazil. I would like to spend some time covering aspects of our financials that had some effect on us this quarter. Looking at the gross margin on subscription revenues, those were 66.7%, a full percentage point higher than last year at 65.7%. This is due to the inherent operating leverage built into our business model. We generally translated our top-line growth into stronger growth in profit as the incremental cost to our business of adding one new subscriber on the existing Ituran infrastructure is minimal. However, our overall gross margin was affected by a lower product gross margin, specifically in the quarter. The product gross margin does vary quite widely between quarters due to the specific mix of hardware sold in Israel in the quarter, and in the third quarter, the mix favored the lower-margin hardware products. In summary, we are pleased with our performance, and we look forward to continued strong performance in the fourth quarter and beyond into 2018. As always, we are working hard to continue our success and, most importantly, sharing that success with you over the long term, our shareholders, with a stable and dividend which is growing over the long term. I will now hand the call over to Udi for the financial review. Udi?
Thank you, Eyal. Revenues for the third quarter of 2017 were $16.1 million, representing an increase of 17% from revenues of $52.8 million in the third quarter of 2016. Revenue breakdown for the quarter was $43.8 million coming from subscription fees, an 18% year-over-year increase. Product revenues were $17.7 million, which were a 14% increase over the same quarter last year. The geographic breakdown of revenues in the third quarter was as follows: Israel, 52%, Brazil, 38%, Argentina, 6%, USA, 4%. Overall gross margin in the quarter was 49.6% compared with a gross margin 50% in the third quarter of last year. As Eyal noted earlier, our gross margin on subscriber revenue increased compared with last year to 66.7% from 65.7%. The gross margin on product revenue was 7.2%, was lower this quarter compared with last year, which was at 12.7% due to the mix of products sold in the quarter. Operating profit for the third quarter of 2017 was $13.9 million, an increase of 20%.